Dursingham 2000 History Project on the 11th of February 1998. Please may I have your full name?
Gwendolyn Ida Baldwin.
And you're usually known as?
Gwen.
When did you first come to the village?
1930.
And you came for what reason?
To get married.
Right. So it's your husband's family who've lived here?
Yes.
Through the village?
Yes.
Do other members of your family live in the village?
Yes, several. My youngest daughter lives here with me, or I live with her. And my youngest son lives still at what is known as the Duncow Farm now.
Right.
That's yes. Robin.
Yeah. Now the Duncow Farm now is not at all like the Duncow Farm that you can remember.
No, it's not a farm at all now. It's just a private house. Yes.
So I'd like you to go right back to the beginning of when you first came to the village and tell us all about what the farm was like then.
Well, it was a very small farm, about 100 acres, farmed by my father-in-law and my husband and his brother. We had cows, about 20 cows, and all the other crops we grew. Sugar beet, potatoes, corn, what have you. We also had turkeys and chickens.
Right. And who were you growing them for? Who did you sell them to?
To the local market. Our cattle used to go to King's Lynn Market, which was held every Tuesday. And the milk from our cows, we used to deliver ourselves.
Around the village?
Around the village, yes. And so we had a dairy in the farmhouse. So the milk was brought into the dairy, that which hadn't been sold, and it was creamed off, and I used to make the butter there, which I used to sell for 1 and 6 pound.
1 and 6 a pound?
1 and 6 a pound.
And did you have one of those butter pats?
No, a big churn.
Right.
I churned with a large churn.
Could you explain how you actually do the process? Because I don't think many people would know about that.
Well, you had large pans of milk, which used to be skimmed off every day, and the cream that was taken off was saved and collected for about 3 or 4 days.
Would it not have gone off?
No. The milk that was left was fed to the pigs. Then after about 3 days, 4 days, I used to have to put it all in the churn and churn away until I got some butter, which sometimes used to take 2 hours, or even 3.
Now, when you say churn, is that just turning it round?
No, you turn the big churn right over. It's a big churn, stood that way. And then you turn the whole thing right over.
Purely with your arm?
Yes, yes, yes. And you didn't stop.
Yes, so for 2 or 3 hours you were just...
Yes, very often.
Did you develop very big muscle?
No. And at that time, we didn't have any electricity in the house or any water.
Now, how did you cope with all the jobs that a housewife does today?
Don't ask me, because I was only 19 and I'd come from London where I hadn't done anything.
So it must have been quite horrendous
yes.
for you.
I used to enjoy it.
I mean, what did you do about just lighting the property and so on?
That we used to have oil lamps, and the water was got up out of a well by a pump.
Ah, you had a pump?
Yes.
So you didn't have to physically wind a well handle?
No, we had a pump.
Now what...
That was how we got our water.
Were you one of the only ones in the village who had a pump? Did most people...
Most people had wells for which they dropped their buckets down into the well to get their water.
Yes.
And that was covered up.
So because there was no electricity, how did the pump work?
Don't ask me, yeah, pumps work.
It was a sort of mechanical pump, presumably.
What, for the water?
Yes.
I don't know. I just could hold a hand and pump. I never thought about
And that was went on for how many years, approximately? Until when?
Oh, 1936. We perhaps got the water.
So it must have been a wonderful thing for you,
yes,
when water,
yes,
started to come,
yes,
from taps.
Yes.
So in your sinks in the kitchens, you didn't have taps?
Oh, no.
Right.
No.
Now, how did you come to meet your husband if you were living in London?
Well, actually, he was my fourth cousin, so I'd always known him. He used to come down to Dursingham for holidays and teach him. We used to have a hut to teach him. And that's how we got to know one another.
Right, so it was through a distant family connection.
Yeah.
It must have seemed... I mean, did you live in a busy part of London?
Yeah, Hampstead.
Right.
Yes.
So how did Dursingham seem to you when you first arrived?
Well, I used to love coming here, to the quaintness of it all and peaceful. I used to hate going back to London.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, so you were a Dursingham person at heart,
yes,
not a Londoner.
Yes.
Now, what sort of buildings and roads were around then? What roads and buildings can you remember being here when you first came?
Well, there was a station road. And a station road. And the Lynn Road.
Right.
And Huntstanton Road, which used to go quite right through, you see. But
yes.
Other than that...
That was it?
Yes.
And there weren't many properties then?
Very few.
So what...
There were not any houses down the station road when I first...
None at all.
I saw them all built.
So it just went straight from the corner down?
Yes.
To the station?
Yes.
And did you make use of the station at all?
Oh yes, all the time. Our sugar beet used to go away by train. My husband used to cart the sugar beet down to the railway, down to the station, and they
loaded
there.
Yeah. And then that went to Lynn?
Yes, to Lynn. Yes, to the sugar beet factory at Lynn. Yes.
Right. Yes. What about the cattle? You said that you took the cattle into Lynn.
They used to go by road on a lorry.
Right.
But there was a time when we were first married, and my father-in-law went to Lynn to buy cattle, young cattle.
Yes.
My husband used to drive them home on the road from Lynn to Dursingham.
All the way back?
Yeah.
Right. So, apart from the crops and things, you used the train for anything else, like shopping?
No, not for shopping. To go to London now and again, which was very, very nice. You would go to London for 7 or 6.
Right, and that was from...
Dursingham to Liverpool Street.
Through the Lynn station?
Yes.
You changed, presumably?
No, it changed. It used to go straight through. Huntstanton.
And how long would it take now, when you compare it?
We used to get, the train used to go at 5:20 to 7.
Right.
And we'd be in Lynn at 10 o'clock.
In Lynn?
No, in London.
In London at 10
o'clock. So you see.
So the time was very good.
That's all, absolutely.
And which stops were there on the road? Downham?
There'd be Wolverton first.
Right, the Royal Line, yes.
Wolverton, and then King's Lynn. Yes, King's Lynn. And then it would be Downham, Ely, Cambridge. And then usually there used to be a train that would go right through and not bother to stop at all the other stations.
And presumably most people then weren't, I mean, they didn't have commuters like they do today.
No.
So was it mainly holiday visitors who would come from London to here?
Well, I suppose really, people who used to come here, I mean, just the people who lived here. It wasn't a holiday place.
No.
We didn't used to have holiday makers here at all.
But further along at Huntstanton, you did.
Oh, yes, at Heacham.
Yes.
Yes, at Huntstanton.
We didn't have any beach, did we?
No, not as such.
Right.
There was a pier, when you went right over the marshes, because they're not there anymore, are they? There used to be a little beach with a very small pier.
What, at Dursingham?
Yeah, but it's very small. I can remember it was only there for boats to bring up shingle and that sort of thing.
Now, would that be the other side of the thing that is now like the nature reserve?
Yes, right, yeah.
And right over the mudflats?
Yeah, yeah.
Because people even in those days still used boats to bring...
Oh, yes, yes.
Whereas now there's nothing, is there?
We used to take the kids down there in a pony and cart so they could have a picnic on the beach. That used to be...
And wasn't it all mud?
No, stone. It wasn't a mud beach, it was stony.
Because, as I say, today nobody ever thinks of going down to Dunsany Beach.
No,
I suppose Snettisham is the
first that's right.
Port of call.
Yeah.
Now, so you came here, a young person, married a farmer, and immediately had to start being a farmer's wife.
That's right.
So give me just an idea of how your day went as a very busy farmer's wife.
Well, it started at 7, and we'd get up, cook breakfast for my father-in-law.
And presumably when you say cooked breakfast, you're talking...
A cooked breakfast, proper one.
Yes.
Yeah, 7 o'clock. And then there used to be three of us, myself, my father-in-law, my husband and my brother-in-law. He lived with us all the time.
Right, and your father-in-law?
Yes.
You didn't have a mother-in-law?
No, she was dead.
Right.
So
you were very much the woman in charge of
absolutely.
All the men. Right.
Yes.
So, and they just went out to the farms and
that's
left
right.
you with all the
that's
work.
Right.
Right, so you're up at 7 and cook the breakfast. Yes. Then what?
We had a coal oven for cooking and an open fire.
Like an arga type of thing.
If you can imagine an old-fashioned kitchen with a fire,
yes,
and with the side and
an old black range, yes.
Yeah, well, that's what I used to cook in.
Right.
I used to do all my own cooking.
How did you? I mean, today when we cook something, we set a. How did you control it?
You didn't. You just had to think to yourself how hard did you got your oven? How much coal had you got to put on the fire?
Right, in other words...
To get the
temperature up.
To what you thought, yes.
So you learnt just by experience?
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Not by cookery books?
No, no. I used to do very plain cooking, I still do. And of course we had the electric irons. I used to have... Now I used to have a woman in on Mondays to wash for me.
Because presumably you just couldn't do everything yourself.
No, because there wasn't... we had a copper that we used to have to heat up to get the hot water. So that was a day's work, which
yes.
I used to pay half a crown for.
And that was for doing the washing?
Doing the washing.
Having a mangle?
Yes, yes.
And hanging it?
Yes, that's right.
And that was a day's work?
That was a day's work.
And she did the ironing, presumably?
No.
I did all
the ironing the next day.
And they were with the old... metal irons.
Yes, that's right.
Right.
Yeah. And there was a lot of washing because there was three men
yes.
working all the fab, and the shirts were not like they are today. They were all heavy old...
Big grey thick
that's
things,
right.
weren't they?
Yes.
And I suppose they needed washing every day, really.
Well, yes. But we saved it up and did it once a week because it was such a performance
yes.
to get the water on that hot.
Yes, dreadful.
Yes,
because there was no hot water on tap.
No.
No.
Taps,
no, that's right. Now, once you'd organised that, what other jobs did you have to do?
There was all the housework, wasn't
yes.
there?
Yeah.
And then they used to come in for lunch at 12, another cook went.
Right.
And then they would go out and, well, the brother-in-law would come back to get the things for milking because he would look after the cows. And then at 5 o'clock we used to have another cook meal.
Of course the men needed the
that's
cooked
right.
meals because
yes.
they were physically
that's
labouring.
Right. Yes, yes.
So there was no popping down the shop for
no.
instant meals.
No. There was only one shop in the village at that time, no two. There used to be Parker's, which
yes,
you got here now.
Stores, yes.
And Terrington's, the butcher, used to be across the road.
Yeah.
And Terrington's a grocer shop. Yes. And there was also a grocer's shop at the top of Station Road, which is known as Linford's.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it is ugly.
Yes, Linford's Corner.
Yes.
Yes. Right. So you, now, was all your meat home cured? I mean, did you get all your meat for your own farm?
No, we used to kill our own pork, of course. But that's all, pork. Otherwise I used to buy it from the butcher.
Right. So your cattle were sold further
afield.
Yes,
that's right, yes.
So did you have much dealing with the village people at all?
Well, yes, I have to really, all the time.
What sort of things did you provide? Did they used to come and knock at the door for things?
For milk.
Right.
At one time, and then after a bit, my brother-in-law and myself used to deliver it around the village.
In a horse and cart?
Yeah, pony and chap. No, we didn't.
Ah.
We had a tricycle with a box on the front. Very similar to what the Wall's ice cream boxes used
right.
to be like.
Oh, a big tricycle.
And we used to deliver that, yeah. So what, half a pint? Or a pint?
Yeah, in a jug.
Well, yes, they had to bring the jug, and we would give them the milk out of the churn. A pint or a half a pint, which used to be the eggs.
Yes, and that system went on until the government brought in tuberculin testing, didn't it?
Yes, more or less. Yes.
So how were you affected? I mean, how did that change?
That didn't change us at all, really. We weren't bothered with that.
You still went on?
Yes, yes, yes.
But obviously there was a time when you had to stop. Because you don't do it now.
No, I don't. Because I suppose I've got too old to do it.
Right, so you'd have got...
In the meantime, I had my first son, and I've been married 9 months.
9 months?
Yes.
Gosh.
And then I had... My second, my daughter, my oldest daughter, 3 years afterwards. And then, 8 years afterwards, I had another son, which is Robin.
Yes.
And then, a few years after that, came Linda.
So you had four children
yes. At
sort of decent intervals.
Yes, well, so, yeah, sort of two families, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
So as well as combining all your farm work, I mean, what apart from all the housework, did you do any other work on the farm?
So, yes, some harvest times we did, yes.
And eggs, did you have?
Yes, I used to have chickens, which I used to look after.
And did you sell those as well?
Yes, but they were 18 pence a dozen.
Oh, yes. Money was very different.
Yes, yeah. My first week's wages I was given. The housekeeping was £1. And my first lot of groceries came to 32 shillings, so I was in debt right from the start.
Now, I suppose there were certain things that are very sort of fashionable today which weren't there. For example, I don't suppose you ever thought about slimming diets.
No. No.
You just fed your man
That's
with
right.
good food.
Yes, yes, yes.
Right. And nobody worried about slimming.
No. Wasn't the word that was known.
No.
No.
And the other thing, of course, ladies today are very fussy about clothes and so on.
Yes.
But...
No. Not fussy about clothes.
I mean, I suppose you were mostly in pinafores.
That's right. Yes, yes. And of course we had no radio.
No. Because that came in when?
I was married about a couple of years, I suppose, before I could afford a radio. That cost me £5.
Which was quite a lot of money.
Yeah, yeah.
If you think that you had £1 a week for housekeeping.
Yes, that was the first radio I had. That was £5.
And was it one with a battery? Where you used to have to get a battery and put in?
Yeah, sort of battery, yes. We couldn't even got the electricity, had
That's
we?
That's right, yes. Because I can remember those with the
yes,
big,
right.
big
yeah.
metal. Sort yeah. of thing with
yeah.
acid in, and you
yeah,
stepped out
right.
the acid put in.
Yeah.
So it must have been quite a, for you, stuck at home most of the time.
Yes.
So what, I mean, you couldn't have a holiday as such, could you?
We didn't have a holiday. I think the first holiday my husband and I had was been Robin. I suppose Robin must have been 8 years old. We'd never had a holiday.
Presumably because you
because
were so tied to the farm.
And for another reason, we couldn't afford to.
No. But this was typical of most of the people in the
village. Of working farmers.
Yes.
Yes, as we were.
Yes.
I mean, the big farmers were in a different category, of course.
Yes.
Still, they had all that to put up with, just the same.
Of course, yes. And in order to go on holiday, did you have to pay somebody to to do the day-to-day running of the farm?
No, because my brother-in-law was there always.
Ah.
See,
so you could go away?
Yes, but we very, very, very rarely did. We always used to have one day off for the agriculture show.
Now, where was that?
Wherever it was. It used to be in Lind for a long while.
Right.
And it went to Hunstanton. Now, of course, it's gone to Norwich. But we always used to have that one day off, no matter what.
And what kind of things did they show at these agricultural shows?
Well, the same sort of things as they do today.
Really?
Oh, yes.
Sort of the up-to-date best cattle?
Yeah, that's right. Oh, yes, that's not awkward at all, really.
Right.
No, that's the same. Yeah, that used to be a lovely day out there. But
yes. And was that a chance to dress up?
Yes, that was a chance to dress up.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now, because you were so busy, you presumably didn't have time for anything other than, so you couldn't go out like a lot of people did to different things.
No, that's why I told you, I never did.
So what was the only thing you ever went out for?
We go to the pictures, perhaps, now and again. Not a lot else.
Would you say that your life was happy?
Yes, very happy. Yes.
Even though you
yes.
had...
Yes.
And would you say it was stressful?
No. That word was never heard.
No.
You never heard the word stress, ever.
So you just took your working year...
And worked.
What were the biggest problems then? What were the things that caused you and your husband the most worry about a farm at that time?
Well, I suppose when the government took over and we got the milk marketing board and all those sort of forms and all that sort of thing, that used to worry us a lot.
Yes. Presumably up till then there was very little form filling.
No, that's right.
Now everything is all form filling.
Absolutely, the whole thing.
And would you say that farmers today have a much tougher time?
Tougher?
I'm talking about with all the fact that there's Europe and common market and all that.
It's so different, isn't it? You can't really compare it.
No. You were a business, but it was very much a family business.
Family business, yes. Yes. A small family business, yes.
Right. Now, have any of your family carried on with this idea of farming?
Well, actually, they all did. The eldest daughter married a farmer's son, and my oldest son, he didn't ever work on the farm. We sent him off to boarding school when he was quite young, so he stayed there until that was time to go into the what they call the young soldiers when they called them up after the war.
Yes,
he went in
recruiting.
That for 2 years.
Yes.
Yes, he went in that for 2 years, and then he was married and away. My youngest son, he's still farming up there. Well, he's not farming up there, he's living at the farmhouse, but he works for another farmer.
Ah, right. So now the Boldings farm is just a house.
That's right.
With a bit of land around it.
That's right.
And
yes.
Gradually all of the land has been sold.
Yes, that's right.
Will the house ever be sold as well? Or do you think that will just stay there in the middle of the development?
I would think so, yes. Yeah. I can't see Robin ever selling it.
No, because that's his home.
Yes, that's right.
So you wouldn't say if a builder came along and said...
No.
Right.
And because where Badton's is now, that used to be the old pub, Old Duck Hill.
Yes, that's right. And that was your nearest...
Yes, our nearest pub was nice.
Yes. Now, some of the things that happened in the village, some of the most important and awful things, how would they... I mean, for instance, a lot of people talked about the flood.
Yes.
How were you affected by the flood?
Well, really, we wasn't affected all that badly. We managed to get our cattle out of the marshes.
Because your cattle were all down there.
Yes.
Right.
Yes, it came up. It came up as far as the station.
Yes.
You heard that before.
Yes.
So the station, yeah. And other than helping clear up and sort bodies out and that sort of thing, that's what we did. Or that's what my son and father and my husband did. And about, I think it was about 9 weeks after the flood, they found a body down on one of our fields that had been there all that time.
Oh, golly.
And you know, I remember Michael, that's my boy, he had to go down with our tractor and a trolley or something and fetch her home.
A lady's body?
Yes, yeah.
And nobody had known she was there?
No. So many people drowned, wasn't there?
Yes. But presumably somebody perhaps who lived alone down there?
Well, then if I didn't know, it was a long while ago.
Yes, yes. Now, were the fields then no longer no use? They were no use for cattle after that.
Well, they gave us some stuff they called gypsum.
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 And when you say they, you mean the government? Right.
Yes, which we used to put on the fields, loads and loads of it, and that was to take the salt and all that sort of thing out of the land, because as you say, it couldn't grow a lot more. A long while after that.
So how long about was it, do you think, before you were able to put your cattle back down there?
Well, I should think of 6 or 7 years.
So where did you put them in the meantime?
Well, we had them up near the house, on the fields around the house, which were not flooded.
Right.
Because it didn't come any further than the station.
No, and your fields would have stretched from your house down as far as the railway line?
Yes, so our fields, and then over the railway line, that was marshland, which we used to hire the Queen.
Right.
Well, the King's it was in those days.
So what had been on those fields until you had to put the cattle on them?
How do you mean?
Well, if your cattle were right down the marsh before,
yes.
What did you keep on the fields that went from...
The fields were then turned back, and we used to have for our land.
So you cultivated the fields before?
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Now the other thing that people said was dreadful was the closing of the railway.
Oh, absolutely. That's how we got down the worst thing here, wasn't it?
Right. That was your worst thing, worse than the floods.
Yeah.
Now, why was it so bad for you?
The railway closing down.
Yes.
Yes, but that was, I think, one of the worst things. Because that stopped everything, didn't it? See, we couldn't get our stuff away. We couldn't send the sugar bees or anything, all stopped. And all had to go by road. So everything was changed then.
And presumably you had to find lorry drivers and...
That's right, yeah. So, yes, that was a bit dreadful thing on the railway, it really was.
When you first knew about it, was there much time between you finding out about it and them actually closing it?
No.
It happened fairly quickly.
Yes.
It was beaching, wasn't it?
Yes. And then you see, we had to go to King's Lynn then to get on the train.
Yes.
You see, that was another thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Was there anybody you could complain to,
just don't.
So people just accepted it?
Yes, just accepted it.
Could you see any reasoning behind it?
No, I couldn't. I never could. No. I'm sure it'd be a smashing thing today, I think, if they got it back between Lynn and Unstanton.
Yes.
The traffic that would take off the road.
You think people would use the traffic?
I would
think
so.
Yes.
Yeah, it's never going to happen. Possibly.
Well, the line has gone now, hasn't it?
Well, more or less, yes. Yes.
Right, so that's one of your worst memories.
Yes.
Now, can you remember very much about wartime here on the farm? Oh.
But I really don't know how you mean.
Well, during the war, your men would stay,
yes,
weren't they?
Yes, they stayed. Yes, they stayed. So
you became very important, in fact, during the war, didn't you? Because we depended on the local farmers.
Yes, that's right. We didn't have any land built.
You didn't?
No. But I don't know what to say about it. Both of them became the home guard.
Yes.
Both of them did.
Right.
My husband and my brother-in-law.
But they were given some papers that would say as they were farmers...
Yeah.
Right.
But they were both in the home guard. So more or less that was...
Life went on just the same for you.
Yes, and of course the rationing and all that, which was... But even that was not really hard for fathers, did you?
No, no, because you were virtually self-sufficient, weren't you?
Yes.
With your eggs and your bacon. And
yes. So that wasn't too bad at all.
Right.
No.
Anything else that you can remember?
I wrote down here, Kelsey. So, what was this question?
Well, at the moment we're dealing with the worst things you can remember.
Yes. No, I can't really say anything else.
Right, so those were the worst things. Yes. Now, the next question is... what were the biggest changes you've seen in the village?
Well, electricity.
Yeah.
Water.
Yeah.
And of course housing now.
Now, can you remember how it spread? I mean, can you remember the order in which it was built?
Yes, Lynn Road was the first.
Right. Now you're talking about from the heath upwards.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And... then bits and pieces were sold off to different people, and the building began. And there's not much more to tell you about that. Only as each piece sold, somebody built it and bought it and built bungalows. And
yes.
On it.
And of course, most of the building was away from you, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
It was sort of over that way.
Yes.
So you weren't really affected until what? White Horse Drive?
White Horse Drive was here, yes. But all those council houses and all over there, they were, I can remember they've all been built.
Being built?
Yes, but nothing there, only fields.
Right.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, looking up towards that way, past those council houses and further along, was there anything then? You said there was nothing along Station Road. Was there anything beyond it?
No.
So it just, there was no Thaxton's?
No, there wasn't at that time. No, there was no shops up there at all. No.
So no old cottages?
There was, yes, so the old cottages are still there now, were there. The cottages before you get to Thaxton's.
Right, along the main road?
Yes, they were, but not the other side. That's all built up.
Right, and what about down behind, Pansy Drive and round that area? Was there anything then?
Well, yes, there were houses, a few houses and that, but very insignificant ones. That's all built up afterwards.
Right,
yes.
And were these owned by local people themselves, or were they rented?
No, owned by local.
They were?
Yes, yes.
Now, I mean, where would they get the money from to buy them? Because the people didn't seem to have a great deal of money
in them.
No,
they didn't, did they? No, that's right.
And then, of course, you've got the Centre Vale and so on.
Yes, Centre Vale was obviously the old Centre Vale.
Yes.
Yes, as it was.
And then, of course, they built all around
it,
didn't they?
Yes. Yes.
Did it bother you at all, or were you just too busy getting on with it?
No, it didn't really bother, because it wasn't building like it is today, you know. Not like, I mean, like suitors have taken over and built, there was not any no builders building like that.
No, they were all individual.
Yes.
Probably people who could build some of it themselves.
That's right, yes.
Now, there's just that patch down the bottom now. Was that yours that Souter has still got land going down to the bypass?
That field was all ours, yes.
Right.
Yes, and across where the bypass goes through there, because that cuts that field up from the common.
Yes,
Well, the common still belongs to me, the common does.
Really?
The other side of the road, yeah.
So when they built the bypass, did they have to come to you for permission to use your land?
Well, they didn't come for permission, they came to force by it. I didn't have any option. I had to sell them that part of the common that they wanted for a picnic area. I didn't have any option.
Really?
They bought that off of me just like that.
Right, and you had to accept what they said.
Yes.
And presumably they sold it as farmland as opposed to building land.
Yes.
Oh, right. Yes. Oh, I didn't realise your land went that far.
Yeah, oh, yes. Yeah, quite a bit past there. But the commons at the moment still belongs to me.
What, the common down where the picnic area is?
Yes.
Yeah. Ah, I didn't realise
that. Other than
that.
The picnic area, of course, doesn't belong to me now.
No.
Because they bought it, but all the other rest
all
of
around
it.
All around it?
Yeah.
Oh, but of course you never, I don't suppose you can ever get down to see it now.
Well, my daughter takes me in the car.
Just to have a look at your land.
Yeah.
Now, once Mr. Souter, because he's going to build a lot of houses, isn't he, now, right down?
Yeah.
Once those are finished, is that it for the village?
Yeah, well, as far as I know.
Because you certainly won't have any more building land.
No.
And that will be the end of it.
Beautiful. I would think so. The building in Dursley,
yes.
I can't find anywhere else, and I don't know where it is.
No. Do you think that's a good thing?
Well, I suppose it is now, but I hated the thought of it at one time.
Really?
Well, I mean, it's changed it. The whole place has changed from a little, lovely little village where everybody knew everybody else.
Yes.
Into what it is today.
Yes. So you wouldn't really want it to get any bigger. It isn't really a village anymore,
no,
is
no,
it?
No, it isn't, is it?
No.
No.
Right. No. So you're in the future you would like to see that we don't have any more buildings?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
What does, when they say millennium, what does it mean to you? Anything? Do you think it's a very important date or is it just another day?
It's an important date, isn't it? Yes.
In what way?
I don't know. Things won't change, will they?
No. I mean, it will be the same the other
side
as we are this side.
That's right.
So can you think of what, I mean, you've lived here a very long time. Can you think of anything else that could happen in the future?
In Dursley? Not really.
No.
We could do with a new village hall, I suppose, a good one.
Yes, but we've already...
Other than that, if they've got all the recreation ground they want, haven't they?
Yes. Do you think a new village hall would have a lot of use when we've already got so many?
Yes, for sure. Yeah.
We've got lots of village halls now, haven't
now,
we?
Yeah, yes. Yes, but you didn't have.
Right. Thank you.